A good happy Wednesday to you all, boys and girls. Welcome to another edition of Butch on Sports. Simply Butch is definitely here. And always I say to you all, thanks for tuning in. Sports news that you never, ever get enough of here. Let's have at it here, boys and girls, with what went on today, Wednesday, the 24th of August. And hopefully it's a very nice day in your area there. Nice warm weather today, 86 degrees, and I'm not complaining because this air conditioning in my house is working. Okay, enough of that. Matt Manning, he threw six scoreless innings, and the Detroit Tigers scored all their runs in the fifth inning to beat the San Francisco Giants by a score of 6-1 on Wednesday afternoon to split the two-game series that they had down there at Comerica Park. Manning allowed five hits, walked none, struck out a career-high eight, including his final three batters, in his first win since September the 15th, 2021, against Milwaukee. Boy, that's nice. The Tigers went 3 1/3 inning without getting a hit from San Francisco's pitcher. But after that, they went on the nut and scored six runs in that fifth inning, and that took care of everything. Giants came back in the seventh and scored a run after Manning left the game. But that didn't count for anything as the bullpen did its job, cleaned up everything, and the Tigers walked happily ever after again with a 6-0 victory over the San Francisco Giants, which is a pretty good team, but right now it's not on good hands right now as they were in the playoff chase and still is, but they got some work to do. In conjunction with Major League Baseball, the Detroit Tigers released their 2023-year schedule that's featuring 81 games at Comerica Park starting in 2023. Yes, the Major League Baseball has implemented a balanced schedule, which includes two home games, two road series against each American League Central team, a home and road series against other AL teams, and at least one home and one series against every National League team in the league. So now you get to see every team in town from A to B, because now that 19-game schedule in the Central Division is no more. No more! And I'm happy. A charter member of the American League of Baseball. This marked their 123rd season for Detroit Tiger Baseball. Their 23rd season or 24th season at Comerica Park. Let's add a year and 24th season that is. Tigers will open the 23 season on March the 30th at Tampa Bay, which is cool because they're indoors and they don't have to freeze like hell in Detroit, Michigan here. The Tigers and the Rays will feature each other on opening day, followed by a three-game series against the Rays. Also, they'll go three games with Houston from April the 3rd to the 5th. And the home opener for Detroit Tigers is on April the 6th. Against the Boston Red Sox with a balanced schedule in effect for the 2023 season. The Tigers will welcome eight National League teams to Comerica Park next season. Chicago Cubs, August 21st to the 23rd. New York Mets, May the 2nd through the 4th. Atlanta Braves, June 12th through the 14th. Hey, San Diego Padres, July 21st to the 23rd. And among the National League teams slated to visit Detroit next season, Road Interleague Series next season will include Los Angeles Dodgers, the St. Louis Cardinals, the Milwaukee Brewers. Yes, the Tigers will have a pair of summer holidays in Detroit this year, boys and girls. Hasn't happened in a long time. Texas Rangers will be here on Memorial Day, May the 29th, why we'll celebrate July 4th with the Oakland Athletics here at Comerica Park. I'm quite sure fireworks will be shot off that day. Lions had no practice today, boys and girls. I know you're happy. No word. The team has a day off. And, boy, I think they, or maybe they deserve it. If we don't think so, then, you know, we'll keep it personal here. But they have a day off today, boys and girls. All is quiet in Allen Park. They'll get back together again. But, of course, I will remind you, they have one more exhibition game this Sunday. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania against the Steelers. About 4:30 in the afternoon. All right. Former Kansas City Chiefs quarterback and Pro Bowl Hall of Famer member, Lynn Dawson has passed away at the age of 87 years of age. Dawson started a quarterback with the Chiefs. When he beat Minnesota, he was a starting quarterback at that point in time, not starting. He started and starred. And that was Super Bowl number 4. Dawson was named the most valuable player in the 23-7 win, which he got the game-sealing victory on a 46-yard pass to Otis Taylor, which I think is a damn shame that he's not in the Hall of Fame. And I'm talking about Otis Taylor. You know, I'm sorry that I'm not all that really embracing of the Hall of Fames, okay? And that goes from football to baseball to hockey and also basketball as well. It's like if you're not in social media, you count for nothing. We do nothing to teach about the history of basketball. And I mean the current coaches have to do their damn job. But they don't do it. So, again, kids don't know about Bill Russell or George Mikan and Jerry West, who was a great player in his own right. And how bad, you talking about LeBron James and you talking about this or that. Jerry West, Pistol Pete Maravich, he make an ass out of a whole lot of basketball players. In the hood and out the hood. And I'm talking about Pistol Pete. But history's not dealt with, so I'll keep on teaching it. And if you listen, I'm happy. Former Seattle Seahawks and Miami Dolphins linebacker Shaquin Griffin, he retired from the NFL after 4 seasons. He announced in a Players Tribune article on Wednesday. He said, "The time has come for me to retire from professional football," he wrote. "It's time for him to execute his plan A. And for his plan A, he's using his college education to do something that he wants to make positive impact in the world." So he wrote a long conversation with Commissioner Roger Goodell. Griffin will join the NFL Legends Committee to help mentor current and former players in various topics, including helping support and serve underprivileged communities throughout the country. Griffin, he was drafted, and the reason I'm talking about Griffin all in depth, he was drafted in the 5th round by the Seattle Seahawks in 2018 out of University of Central Florida. However, he was just, you know, he's been known for a player, but he was drafted with only one hand. Griffin's left hand was amputated when he was 4 years old. And he was born with a certain syndrome, which causes left hand not to fully develop, and they end up cutting it off. He has a brother who's still in the NFL, his twin brother, that is. Shaquin Griffin, if I got that pronunciation right. But the reason I'm talking about this story is congratulations to him for always having a plan A. You know, certain things work out as a blessing, but when you got plan A, and a whole lot of other things on your side. And he planned for it. He can step from one career to a brand new one, and hopefully it helps a whole heck of a lot of underprivileged people who want to deal with this game, and communities as well, and can't get reached. And if the NFL has to be a spy cap in order for these kids and some of the players, teenagers alike, high schoolers, to get some notoriety, to be able to go to college or further their education, along with playing maybe football or some other sport, I think that's a good thing. What do you think, boys and girls? The Motor City Crews G League, affiliated with the Detroit Pistons, will be holding a local players' tryout. On Wednesday, September the 14th, 2022, the players who register have an opportunity to compete with an invitation to the Crews training camp beginning in November. If you pick, tryouts will be held at the Henry Ford Detroit Pistons Performance Center, where members of the Crews and the Pistons front office and coaching staff will be running the operations while performing full evaluations of all participant players. Also, this tryout will serve as an opportunity for players in and around the Detroit area to come out and showcase their ability while participating in high-level drills and scrimmages. Now, the tryout, it does cost some money. All tryout participants must be pre-registered and pay $250 non-refundable tryout fee. In accordance with the G League, and all participants must be fully vaccinated with COVID-19 or provide proof of a negative COVID test within 24 hours of the open of tryout date. The registration deadline is for tryouts is Friday. That's the deadline, Friday, September the 9th, 2022, at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Dun, 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 dun. So get it on in there. You think you could do something and do something well playing basketball or make a contribution, so be it. Go on out there and try your luck. Bring it 250. I tell you much. That kind of winds it up for this edition, Wednesday edition of Butch on Sports, a shorter edition per se. However, a good day is a good day. Let's celebrate the good day. The Tigers win a game. The Lions are off, so I ain't got to worry about that. The Pistons are sweating, getting people involved and giving them tryouts in the G League. What can I say? We haven't heard from the Red Wings yet, but I'm quite sure as of next week, whole lot of stuff be coming down on the Red Wings, and they're getting ready. And within 2 weeks and some time spent, their date to shine and profile in the spotlight as they do their thing. Yes, do their thing for the season upcoming, okay? By the way, boys and girls, SmackDown this Friday starting at 6:30 p.m. I'm telling you this now. If you haven't bought tickets like yours truly, go on and get your tickets. 6:30 it starts, okay? SmackDown come on at 8 o'clock, but again, 6:30 is the starting time, so, hey, you don't want to miss out. Have your behind down there around about 5:30, no later. SmackDown in Detroit at Little Caesars Arena. How good is that? And that ends another edition of Butch on Sports, Simply Butch. Again, thank you for tuning in. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Old Medallion Productions. Check Butch on Sports on Facebook. Always on Facebook. Butch on Sports on Facebook. Butch Davis on Facebook. You catch me. You can catch this out too. You can also go to the homepage at Podomatic.com. Type in SimplyButchTOO.podomatic.com. You can also go head on to the GameSportsShow.podbean.com and get Butch on Sports with the quickness. And I tell you, so far so good. Hey, we'll be on this Monday on the Game Sports Show, next Monday that is. finish this Monday, which is pretty cool. But Game Sports Show, 6 to 8 o'clock, live and bright in audio on News Talk 1400, Sault Ste. Marie. Hey, check it out. If you go on the internet and type that on in, Sports Talk or News Talk 1400, Sault Ste. Marie, it'll take you to the page. Click the little buttons that says Listen Live, and you're all right. Hey, have a great, great weekend, boys and girls, and check you out on the Rebound on Sunday, okay? All righty now.